DW.
2016 has been confirmed as the hottest year on record. Small wonder that a lot of people are concerned about what the inauguration of Donald Trump will mean for efforts to halt climate change. In the run-up to his election, he has described climate change as a hoax and threatened to take the USA out of the Paris Agreement. His team includes outspoken climate sceptics and high-profile supporters of the fossil fuel industry. Christina DiConcini is the Director of Government Affairs at the Washington-based World Resources Institute. I called her up to find out how she sees the prospects. First, I asked her what impact she thinks these developments will have once the new administration gets to work.
Well, I think that all that you mentioned are troubling signs for sure, but I also think we're going to need to wait and see what he actually ends up doing. There are not reasons to be optimistic if you look at some of his appointments, but at the same time, there are threads that might prove us wrong, and let's hope they do. For instance, Mattis, who he's appointed, understands the threat of climate change. Rick Perry, who's going to be the head of the Department of Energy, did a lot of really good things in Texas, which leads our entire country on the amount of wind energy that has in place, and that grew really substantially under his leadership. And in addition, I think that once he becomes more informed about some of the economic drivers and why moving forward on some of these things is actually good for America and can make America strong, perhaps some of the things that we've heard from his campaign rhetoric and some of the things that we're worried about with his appointees will be somewhat tempered.
So do you think President Trump will make good on his threat to take the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement?
Well, it sounds like if you take him at their word, which I don't know, that he wants to have a seat at the table and understands that. And more importantly, President Trump is going to hear from a lot of international leaders at the G20 meetings and the G7 meetings about why this is an important piece of our international diplomacy and that it's not just a siloed issue. President Xi of China has just urged President Trump to stay in the climate deal as well. And I think we're going to be hearing more and more pressure from international leaders. We've heard from Merkel and others about the importance of this.
Do you think the U.S. will keep to its national target of reducing emissions?
That is going to depend on a variety of different pieces of the puzzle. So it does sound like the new administration is going to try to roll back or slow down or stop the Clean Power Plan, which is a very key piece of us meeting our targets. But there are a number of trends that are happening both globally in the United States that are pushing emissions down. States are doing a lot in this. It's quite conceivable that under a new administration, states would really up their game. The states are acting to reduce emissions. And we continually underrepresent how fast renewable energy is growing and how fast the price of it is coming down. So it's possible through market forces, good state action, and businesses who are not going to stop moving in low carbon directions, ones that are already in there, that we will be able to meet those targets.
Now, you mentioned China earlier on. That is, of course, the other key player when it comes to reducing emissions globally. Do you see China as overtaking the United States or taking on the role of the leader in climate policy?
Well, I hope that the U.S. remains a leader. I think that that is something that President Trump will become more educated about going forward too. And I think that as he becomes more informed, I'm hoping that as a businessman himself, he'll, and because he wants to be competitive in business in the United States, that he will not cede the ground on clean energy race to other countries and will want to continue leadership in that. But again, we don't know.
In general, how interested are people in the USA in taking measures to combat climate change by reducing emissions?
They're extremely interested. Poll after poll after poll show that people in the United States support reducing greenhouse gas emissions. I think as climate impacts in the United States increase, and they very much are moving in that direction, I just came back from a week in Florida where people on the ground there are very alarmed by the impact of sea level rise, and very cities are taking enormous amounts of actions and spending huge amounts of money to try to combat that. I think that that will increase the urgency over time, and the amount that elected representatives hear from their constituents about wanting to move towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
All in all, what do you think could help to persuade President Trump that it is a good idea to support renewable energies and measures to halt climate change?
One of the most important things will be to understand how this keeps America in a competitive position worldwide, and it aligns with his wanting to make America great again. So I believe that the economic is what will be most likely to be able to move this new administration in a way that's good for the U.S. economy and good for low carbon growth.
DW.